Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And thank you once again for welcoming me into your homes. Today, we are going to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. And today's reading, the Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthians about spiritual gifts. And he describes how the Spirit gives God's people special gifts and says that there is one Spirit that offers many gifts, including wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing powers, and more. And then God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal, and which is just great for the whole theme of our new year going into 2025, with the idea of being totally surrendered to the guidance of God's Holy Spirit, so that this year we will accomplish great things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? So let's begin 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1. Now concerning what you wrote about the gifts from the Spirit, I want you to know the truth about them, my friends. You know that while you were still heathen, you were led astray in many ways to the worship of lifeless idols. I want you to know that no one who is led by God's Spirit can say, "A curse on Jesus." And no one can confess Jesus is Lord without being guided by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but it's the same Spirit that gives them. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives ability to all for their particular service. God's Spirit, His presence, is shown in some ways in each person for the good of all. The Spirit gives one person a message full of wisdom, while to another person that same Spirit gives a message full of knowledge. One and the same Spirit gives faith to one person, while to another person He gives the power to heal. The Spirit gives one person the power to work miracles, to another the gift of speaking God's message, and yet to another the ability to tell the difference between gifts that come from the Spirit and those that do not. To one person He gives the ability to speak in strange tongues, and to another He gives the ability to explain what is said. But it is one and the same Spirit who does all of this as He wishes, and He gives a different gift to each of us. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, that where it says the Spirit's presence is shown in some ways in each person for the good of all. Now, we're not going to get into an in-depth study of the gifts of the Spirit of God in our little 5-minute session. It would have to be a 5-year session, I'm afraid, to do that. And I'm not so sure that I'm the one that's qualified to do that, but enough to say that it is the gifts of the Spirit that has caused a lot of confusion in the church today, and even amongst the Pentecostal churches and the charismatic churches. Suffice it to say is that the Bible says it. That settles it. It's up to each of us to determine how the Holy Spirit, how we are going to allow the Holy Spirit to move through us. The Spirit is a perfect gentleman. He doesn't come in and do anything unless we are in complete agreement. And so if you are concerned about the gifts of the Spirit and for others it's the fruit of the Spirit, then this is the time for you to get alone with God, get into His Word, and recognize that the main thing is that these gifts are given for the common edification of the whole church. They are not meant to be squandered upon us individually as we say, "Ooh, look at here, I can do this. Ooh, look at here, I can do that." No, if it's truly a gift from the Holy Spirit, then it is going to build up. It is going to edify the whole church. Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, you are generous and kind in bestowing the gift of your Holy Spirit on all who follow you. Teach me to manifest the presence of your Spirit within me in the ways that reflect your love and care. Well, all right. Our Monday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we are going to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31, where the Apostle Paul teaches about the church as the body of Christ with many parts. And this is a very interesting teaching. And so I look forward to sharing that with you tomorrow morning. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for each of you.